Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurt Woodsmith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everybody, it's Ophira Eisenberg here again with a mini episode for you. So at the end of my interview with comedian Julia Scotti, which if you haven't heard yet, do it. I asked her some random questions about her life and New Jersey, and we thought it deserved its own mini episode. So in my longer interview, which again, check it out if you haven't yet, Julia told me about her somewhat difficult and estranged relationship with her son, and you'll hear here about how they worked to repair it, including a somewhat magical birthday trip to Cooperstown. So here you go, random questions and insightful answers with guest comedian Julia Scotti. Oh, and she starts by shaming me about food. Okay, Julia, I just want to ask you some rapid fire questions, like quick, fun things. Best part of New Jersey?
The food.
Oh, really?
Oh, God, you don't know Jersey food?
Nope, I don't.
You snobby New Yorkers don't know what you're missing.
Good Italian food, good. What kind of food? All of it?
Any of it. This is an ethnically diverse. You go up to the Ironbound section in Newark, best Portuguese food in the country is there.
Oh, nice.
Korean food, go to Palisades Park, New Jersey. The whole town is Korean.
Yep.
This is the greatest state in the country to live in. And unfortunately, too many New Yorkers have discovered it.
Got it.
It's a great place. I love Jersey.
All right, Julia, funniest part about heart surgery?
Oh, wow. Well, I can tell you the most horrific part was they had me in a coma for 2 days. And I was hallucinating.
What?
Horrible, horrible hallucinations. Like, you know, ever watch Ray Milland in the Lost Weekend? Where he's got the bats crawling on? That's what I had. I had bats on the wall, like hundreds of them. And then they were flying in formation outside my hospital room. Oh, my God. And I thought I was in hell. I went, oh, my God, I was wrong. There is a hell.
Wow. Okay. Is there a state in America that does not matter the amount of money you were being offered, you would not feel like you would want to perform there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you want to know where? Well, I did a couple of them.
Okay.
Texas, Alabama, Mississippi. It's not that I don't want to perform. I will perform if I'm asked. And I will perform there because I have to. You know, it's my responsibility as a transgender person, as a comic. There was only one place, and that was North Carolina when they had the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. That,
I did that in my act that I took, you know, I was going to Florida, but I had to take a detour through Minnesota because I couldn't pee in North Carolina, you know. I realized that my job is to not be afraid of those people, but to hold the light of, you know, if you want to call it truth, I don't know what you want to call it, but just shine a light on them.
Right.
And just show that how absurd and ridiculous they are. So no, there is no place I won't work.
Okay. What's your favorite Italian meal?
Oh, wow. Most people don't know that the real Italian food is stuff you never see in the restaurants.
Yeah.
And the peasant stuff, the peasant food. And I make a killer eggplant and cannellini bean kind of casserole. It's to die for.
Eggplant. I love eggplant. Underutilized, I think.
Not my house.
Okay. Yeah. What was the last birthday gift you gave any of your kids?
Oh, my Dan. We gave it to each other, actually, because his birthday's in August and mine is in June. We took each other to Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown.
Oh, wow. How was it?
It was wonderful. I had wanted to take him there as a little boy because I thought it would be an experience. He loved the Yankees, as he should. Yeah. And I love the Yankees because my father loved the Yankees. So we're a Yankee family. And so we took this trip and we stayed up there, 2 days. The drive up was fantastic because we talked and left. And then we got to the hall. You walk in and both of us were like 10 years old again. I'm standing and I'm looking at Babe Ruth's uniform and I start, I'm like weeping, you know. It's a magical place. And the whole town is baseball. It's a very tiny town, but every store, every restaurant, everything has got baseball in it.
Amazing.
You expect James Earl Jones to come out of the cornfield. You know? they have the baseball field where they have the ceremony, the induction ceremonies, right? It's a very tiny stadium, not even a stadium, but we snuck in and we're sitting in the bleachers of this place and it's just, look at us. And at one point he said to me, can we have a catch? Just like in Field of Dreams. I was like, no fucking way. So we're tossing back and forth. And it was like a dream that came true. The best gift I think I ever gave.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Hey, what was the best birthday present you've ever received from your kid? Mine so far? A coupon my son made that says one writing retreat. Yeah, he overheard me talking about this and he took it on. I received it 3 years ago. Haven't had a chance to redeem it. It just goes in that pile of good intention gifts that I'll never have the time for. Love to hear from you. See you next week.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurt Woodsmith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.